Blackstone Audio presents Panic in a Suitcase by Yelena Aktyorskaya. This book is read by Stefan Rudnitsky. To my family, who never fails to make the truth stranger. Part 1, 1993. Chapter 1. The morning was ideal. A crime to waste it cooped up. They were off to the shore. "That means you too, Pasha. You need some color. A dunk would do you good. So would a stroll. Aren't you curious to see Coney Island? Freud had been. Don't deliberate till it's too late. Strokes are known to make surprise appearances in the family. Who knows how long? Now get up off that couch." Pasha had just flown in last night and didn't feel well. Achy joints, profuse sweating, a bout of tachycardia. It was as if his family could hear the roar of blood in his ears and tried to shout over it. A sum total of 14 hours, strapped into an aisle seat near the gurgling lavatory of a dented, gasoline-reeking airplane, 2 layovers, and a night spent in the stiff embrace of a plastic bench in the Kiev airport would have been tough on any constitution. And Pasha didn't have just any constitution but that of a poet. Sickly from the outset, the dysfunction lying in the vital organs, heart, lungs, nose and ears disproportionately large for the head, head abnormally large for the body, premature stains under the eyes, spooky immobility of gaze, vermicelli limbs, metabolic peculiarities. If he'd been smart, he would have...